Pensacola. I'm John Hutchinson, filling in for Andrew McKay this morning. It's Valentine's Day. I hope you have one to somebody to snuggle up to and tell Happy Valentine's. And as I said earlier, if you don't, just know that we love you here at Pensacola News Radio, and so you should send us some donuts. I'm still trying to get the donuts.
You're still trying to get the donuts.
Yeah. You know, I know Krispy Kreme makes the heart-shaped ones with the pink icing, you know?
Aww.
Yeah. Isn't that sweet? So, but anyhow. But happy Valentine's Day. We talked earlier about college baseball starting today, and I'm all excited about that, and I hope you are too. But what else starts today? Pensacon. Pensacon is a huge, huge event. We'll have Julio Diaz in a little later on to talk about that. If you don't know, Pensacon's it's an annual event. It's a pop culture convention, I guess is the way you would say it. You know, they have science fiction, fantasy, horror, comic books, characters, cosplay. What is cosplay? I don't know what that is.
It's where you dress up as your favorite character.
Ah, okay.
So like Darth Vader, you know, you can be a Jedi, whatever.
All right. But it covers all those kind of pop culture venues. So you can dress up like your favorite character in one of those categories and go down and see the exhibits. They have lots of exhibits, celebrity guests, seminars. It's happening this weekend at a number of venues around town, the Bay Center, the Cultural Center, the Rex Theater. They've got workshops, film screenings, guest panels. I think I counted more than 75 guest actors and artists. Haley Mills. I remember Haley. She used to do all those Disney movies when I was a kid. You know, Haley Mills, mm-hmm. Lou Diamond Phillips,
La Bamba,
yeah,
La Bamba movie,
yeah, Priscilla Presley, will be here, yeah,
Priscilla's
here,
wow,
yeah, you might see her in a restaurant downtown, so
never know.
Or someplace, but Priscilla Presley's here, so it's absolutely huge. So you can go to pensacon.com to get tickets, get information, look at all the venues, all the things that are going on. And I think another thing that's cool is we renamed the Pensacola Airport the Pensacola Intergalactical Airport while Pensacon is going on. But Julio Diaz will be with us later this morning. He's going to give us an on-the-scene report. He's there. This is his thing. He's one of the organizers and one of the people who helps put this on. So we look forward to hearing from Julio in just a few minutes. But we are getting into the festival season in Pensacola. So we're going to talk about a few festivals that are coming up this weekend. And we have lots of festivals. And everybody has their favorite. But right now, let's go to John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like we're starting to see a minor little slowdown on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. So just expect that. Also, if you're heading northbound on Highway 29, just north of 9 Mile Road, see some delays there. Rolling over to 98, we're just seeing some minor delays going eastbound right after, just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge. But other than that, traffic is looking great. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thank you.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Happy Valentine's Day from Strength for Life. As you think about your spouse or your sweetheart this Valentine's Day, remember that in the Bible, the word charity is used to describe a love that gives. 1 Corinthians 13 explains that charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Charity, or love, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. The Bible says, now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. This Valentine's Day, remember that real love is not about what a person gets, but it's about what a person gives and forgives.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm John Hutchinson, sitting in for Andrew McKay. Glad you've joined us this morning. We are going to go out to the beach right now. I know it's a little cold this morning, but we've got Dave Greenwood, who's the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief, and he is on every Friday to tell us what's going on out there. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. Hey, it's despite today, it's been warming up, and I'm sure you've had a lot of traffic out there. And I was just curious, when will the lifeguards man their stations on the beach?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because 2 weeks from tomorrow, we'll be in the towers. It'll be March 1st, and lifeguards will be in the towers beginning at Casino Beach. So we're happy moving forward with that, and it's going to come very, very quickly.
And I would recommend, particularly at the beginning of the season, if you're not, you have been swimming in 6 months, and you just want to run out there and jump in the Gulf, that's, you know, that sounds like a great idea. I would recommend, if you're going to do that, do it where the lifeguards are. Because they are great, and they have saved many people, and they have saved many idiots. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say that, but I go out to the beach all the time, and I see them out there. So, Dave, so where are those locations where we have lifeguards?
Well, right now we're going to begin at Casino Beach. That's our big showcase beach. It's right where the water tower is and the Gulf Pier. And depending on availability of lifeguards, we gradually spread out. We'll have guards, once we get in the peak season, we'll have guards at Park West, Park East, Quiet Water. Also on Perdido Key at Public Access 2, we'll have guards down there also.
So remind us, I know we have the flags out, and we can look at the flag on the end of the pier. And we always do that when we get to the beach. What does the flag on the pier say? Remind us of the flags and their colors and what they mean, because I think that's important.
Yes, it is. It gives out a general message. However, the flags aren't individually specific. For example, if you don't know how to swim, a green flag does not mean safe. Green flag means calm conditions, low risk of currents. It's just a measure of risk. It's not a measure of safety. So if you don't know how to swim, a green flag should be a red flag to you. You should look at it and say, well, I don't know how to swim. Then do not go in the Gulf of Mexico. It's an open body of water. It has currents. The bottom depth varies. It's not a swimming pool, and a lot of beaches, our beautiful white sand out here shifts and moves all along, and so it can create areas that are very shallow, and then take a few steps to your left or right, and it could be waist deep or sometimes shoulder deep, neck deep. So green
means you're good to go in if you can swim and if you know what you're doing.
It just means it's a measure. It's the way we measure risk. Okay. It's a measure of risk. Right. And green is a low risk. And then medium, be yellow, and then red, it gets higher. And then double red, we close the water to swimming and wading. However, we permit surfers to go in on double red flag days. It's their sport. It's their hobby. It's their activity. We're more concerned with someone, you know, you can drive from Birmingham to Pensacola. You can drive from Nashville in 7 hours and be on Pensacola Beach. And that's more of what we're concerned about. Someone, you know, who comes to the beach only once or twice all year long. And so they're not experienced with waves and don't understand the currents.
So green means low risk. The next higher one up, I guess, is yellow, which means more moderate risk.
Yeah, moderate. And then red is a high risk of recurrence. And then yellow, or double red, we close the water to all swimming and wading.
Okay. So if it's double red, it means you don't go in the water at all. What if I do go in the water? What happens?
Well, it's not illegal. It's just prohibited. We have an ordinance against that.
Okay.
That you can't go in the water. Swimming is prohibited on double red flag days.
Yeah.
It's a local ordinance that's been drafted about 15 years ago.
So it may not be.
I am happy to say, to just shift topic really quick, because I just want to say that Saturday we've got 11 new hires that begin training.
Oh, good. So and how many lifeguards do you have at all?
Weekends. When we're fully staffed, we should be just over 70.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot. To man all those stations.
And John, there's a lot of time and effort and money invested in them, because for 4 weekends they're training before they actually go on the beach.
Yeah.
We give them an orientation. Surf life saving and emergency medical response training is included in this pre-service training.
Excellent. Hey, Dave, I know that in Panama City they've banned alcohol on the beach for spring breakers, and spring break's coming up, and I know that's a concern of yours. Any thoughts of doing that on Pensacola Beach, or do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, those are my personal thoughts. You know, I won't express here, but whatever we're directed to do, you know, we'll do. But alcohol is, I mean, that's the best thing about Pensacola Beach, is a six pack of beer and a fishing pole, and you can have a great day at the beach.
You've just described my whole summer vacation, I think. But I love Pensacola Beach, and I think sometimes if you've lived here all your life, I think you start to take it for granted. But it is really something special, and you guys make it special, because I know I can go out there, and unless I'm a fool and act like a fool, I've got people there who will protect me if something happens, somebody who's watching to make sure that nothing bad happens. And when I grew up going to the beach all my life, so when I go, I sometimes see parents with little children, and they let the little children go way too far out that I'm comfortable with. And I've even on a couple occasions said, hey, you don't need to let that little fella go out that far. That wave can wash him down. So what advice do you have for parents of little children?
Well, always find out, keep monitor them, find out where they are, you know, keep an eye on them. Don't ever, I mean, you take your eyes off a child in an instant and they can go in the water.
Yes.
I remember the first year I lifeguarded, we were talking and they had an incident that happened, a few weeks before we began duty, that someone was packing up their stuff and they had a toddler, and toddler wandered down to the shoreline and fell in the water, face first in the water, and fortunately didn't survive the ordeal. So,
yeah. So if you take little kids, you got to watch them every minute. Hey, Dave, thanks for all you folks do out at the beach. We appreciate you. And this is Dave Greenwood, the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief, joins us every Friday. Thanks for that great information, Dave. And now let's go to John with traffic on the fives.
That's right. No new accidents to report to you right now. I-10 is I-10 eastbound. If you're headed that way from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29, is starting to back up through that construction zone. We're also seeing some minor delays if you're at the intersection of 9 Mile and Highway 29 going southbound and northbound. So just be aware of that. Rolling through 98, it actually looks good, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. I'm John Hutchison, filling in for Andrew McKay this morning. Glad you joined us on this Valentine's Day. I got a text in here that says, the best donut ever made on Palafox downtown. This is Parlor Donuts. And he sent us a picture of the donuts.
Now, look amazing.
Yeah, they look amazing. But, we said if you don't have a Valentine, just know that we love you, so you should send us some donuts. And what do we get? We get a picture of donuts. So that just makes it worse.
That's
right,
a start.
John?
Yeah, I know. It's a start. It makes me even more hungrier.
It's a start. But Parlor more Donuts hungry. On the on Palafox downtown is a great place, great donuts. And so buy your Valentine a donut this morning. That'll get the day started off right. But happy Valentine's Day. Hey, we talked earlier. Oh, let's go to Steve Taylor with the news, Steve.
Well, good morning and happy Valentine's Day. More than 200,000 federal employees may soon be let go by the Trump administration. The Office of Personnel Management has reportedly ordered all federal agencies to terminate their probationary employees. Federal workers can be on probation for up to 2 years before their civil service job protections begin. And over a dozen states are suing President Trump and Elon Musk for unlawful delegation of executive power. The lawsuit was filed yesterday and it argues that the authority being given to Musk is unconstitutional. Arizona's Attorney General says America's founders would be outraged that citizens are now subject to the whims of an unelected billionaire. A kayaker is alive after a humpback whale swallowed him whole and was all caught on camera. Adrian Simancas was kayaking in the waters off Chilean Patagonia over the weekend with his dad when the whale swallowed him before spitting him out. He told the UK Channel 4 News that he thought the whale approached him out of curiosity or to try to communicate. Interesting way to communicate, by eating who you try to communicate with, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And, but swallowed him whole.
Yeah, probably not experience. As good as eating donuts on Valentine's Day, though.
True.
Yeah, right. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Taylor in the news. We appreciate you filling in this morning for Mr. Wayne, who is out. So, and I'm John Hutchison. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay. So good thing we got fill-ins around here, right?
That's right, yes.
Hey, we talked earlier about USAID, and we talked about some of that corruption. And there's a website you can go to, doge.gov, where you can get a listing of all that. They gave away $20 billion in 2017, and they more than doubled that to $42 billion in 2023 during the Biden administration. So you've got a federal agency giving away tax dollars to what amounts to charitable organizations. And it's not just the federal government that does that. Escambia County does it. The city does it. They take your money every year. They decide which charities to give it to. And I'm all for supporting charities, so don't hear me wrong here. I serve and have served on many charitable boards, so I'm all for private donations to charities. But the practice of government giving away our money to charities and other tax-exempt organizations it bothers me, because I'm not sure that is that's a function of government, to take my money and give it to their favorite charity. I said one time there should be a rule that any county commissioner or city council person, they should have to match with their own personal money any of our funds that they give away. That would shed a new light on it. But and again, I am all for citizens supporting charities, deciding on our own how to help others and who to help. But I think the USAID debacle has shown there are a lot of charitable organizations out there that are just set up to line the pockets of certain people. So I would like to see, probably at the state level first, a law that prohibited local government from making charitable donations with your money. Because I just don't think that's the function of government. Pick up the trash, police fire protection, keep the roads up, do all those kinds of things. But I've never viewed it to be the role of government to take my money and give it to charities of their choice rather than my choice. So that's my little rant this morning. Escambia Children's Trust is kind of an example of that. The county adds $10 million to our property tax bills every year for them to turn around and give it to help children. I'm all for helping children. Got nothing against the Escambia County Children's Trust. I think those people do a great job. I think the problem is, though, just the mechanism that's set up where they take property tax dollars, our dollars, and give it out. That bothers me. But if we do a better job of supporting charities, they wouldn't have to. So I'll say that. All right.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The Trump administration is ordered to unfreeze foreign aid funding. Fox's Chanley Painter.
A federal judge is ordering the Trump administration to temporarily lift its three-week funding freeze on USAID's foreign aid program, saying that Trump officials failed to explain why a blanket suspension of foreign aid is necessary before the programs are reviewed by DOGE.
The president's cost-cutting team led by Elon Musk. The top federal prosecutor in New York and five Justice Department officials resign over an order to drop New York City Mayor Eric Adams' corruption charges. Adams on Fox and Friends denies making a deal to support Trump administration immigration policy to get the charges dropped.
That's quid pro quo. That's a crime.
Adams was charged in September with wire fraud, bribery, and seeking illegal campaign donations. President Trump says he had nothing to do with the Justice Department order to drop the charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31, 47 degrees right now and clear. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. Voters in Escambia County could once again be asked to decide if the school superintendent should be elected or appointed. NorthEscambia.com reports back in 2018, Escambia County voters narrowly approved a ballot referendum for an appointed superintendent with 50% voting yes and 49% voting no. Now District 5 school board member Tom Harrell wants to put the issue back on the ballot in 2028. He proposed a resolution for next week's board meeting to place it on the ballot in 2026 and later changing that to 2028 during the workshop. And if the school board approves the referendum proposal to allow voters to again choose between elected or appointed school superintendent, it'll be sent to the Escambia County Commission to be placed on the ballot. Pensacola's mayor gave us an update on the Baptist Hospital project this week. The city was waiting on bids for the demolition to come back in, but they were delayed due to snowmageddon.
Because of the snowstorm, we were expecting to get bid packages back on February 17th, and we've extended that to February 27th.
Reeves says once the bids come in, they'll know more about the actual project cost and whether the grant funding that's been acquired so far will cover the cost. Reeves says they feel good about the bids, but won't have a final answer until the end of the month. And he says a bid, though, should be selected on April the 3rd. A federal judge restored President Donald Trump's buyouts for federal employees on Wednesday, and some employees at Pensacola's VA clinic have decided to take advantage of the offer. Sources report that at least six employees, including doctors, took the buyout offer. Retired Marine Timothy Chandler volunteers at the Pensacola VA twice a week, and he says the clinic doesn't need a reduction in staff. It needs to expand its entire operation.
I volunteer twice a week. And they see about 1,800, 2,000 veterans a day. And I mean, you can even look around the parking lot. It's hard to find somewhere to park. It's always packed, it's always full. And so to have the capacity of the veterans in our area that needs a care, I mean, we just need a bigger facility that can hold more rooms, more veterans, more doctors, and things like that.
The VA identified more than 130 positions within the agency that are not eligible for the program. Medical officer or physician is on that list, and it's unclear what that means for the three doctors who have accepted the buyout. That's causing some confusion. It looks like a beautiful day outside. Let's check that forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be looking at a beautiful day for this Valentine's Day. Temperatures warming up near 66 degrees for your high, partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62 degrees. Heading into Saturday, cloudy skies with a 10% chance of a stray sprinkle. Otherwise, very warm and humid with a high near 75 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 57 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms moving in very early on Sunday morning. We will be watching for a threat of severe weather through those early morning hours on Sunday. By Sunday afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 69 degrees. Stay connected. Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, let's check in with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. It looks like if you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing some delays, maybe about a five-minute delay through the construction zones, mainly right after the Pine Forest exit. The rest of I-10, I-110 are actually looking good this morning, seeing some slowdowns at Avalon and Highway 90. And let's see here, if you're going southbound on 29, just south of a 9 Mile Road, we're starting to see some delays through that area. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks, John. Right now, 47 degrees and sunny in Pensacola, 46 in Gulf Breeze, and 45 in Milton at 7:34. The next news is at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know, one of the things that I appreciate about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty is they do all these little things, and all the little things add up to big differences in the results. And there's one kind of example of that that's always stuck with me that Christina told me about, is she says, look, when somebody comes and looks at one of my houses and they don't make an offer, what I do is I call the agent and I say, you know, hey, I saw the person looked at the house and, you know, didn't make an offer. What did they think? Or what didn't they like? Or, you know, what happened? And then let them talk. And they'll say, well, the price was too high. Or they'll say, it didn't fit my family's needs. Or I didn't like the layout of the living room. Or, you know, whatever. And then what Christina learns from that is what might be the impediments that knowing this can help her sell that house in the future. Or, oh, well, we can fix that. If we fix that, would they be interested? Maybe they would be. You might even be able to turn it into a sale. I mean, that's a little thing. It's sort of obvious. Everybody should do it. But she actually does that. And it's all those little things that make for big results. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
Authorities are responding to a storm damage incident in Escambia County. Multiple Escambia County EMS units are now on the scene.
At any time.
We do know that debris was lost into the air. There are damages to buildings, multiple buildings over there.
At any time.
The National Weather Service in Mobile confirmed this morning a tornado did hit the area.
When you need to know. Marconi Award winner, News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep. 1, 2, 3, they gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave. X's
and the O's. Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchinson, filling in this morning for Andrew McKay. It's Valentine's Day. It's Friday. Lot of stuff coming up this weekend in Pensacola. But it is Valentine's Day. And so I wanted to make sure that all of you people out there who have Valentines and who are married and who are in relationships get some really good advice. So I'm asking for a friend. This doesn't have anything to do with me. I mean, I've got a great relationship with my wife. Just ask me. But we are really pleased this morning to have Brian Hicks in the studio. Brian is associate pastor for discipleship at First Baptist Church. He has a master's degree of theological studies, bachelor's degree in speech communication, 12 years of ministry experience, counseling experience. And I thought this was interesting. He was also a lieutenant for Escambia County Fire and Rescue and chief of the Volunteer Fire Department in Whittier, Alaska. His job does include marriage and relationship counseling. And it is Valentine's Day, so welcome, Brian.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you. I'm going to ask you just right off the bat. Again, I'm asking for a friend. What is the secret to a great marriage?
Oh, the secret to a great marriage. I don't think there's just one. Yeah. I think there's several. I think one of the things that a good friend of mine told me a long time ago that he said we do bad math when we comes to relationships. We think that each person gives 50%, and that equals 100, and so we're good to go. But I kind of follow the logic that everybody, if you both sides need to give 100%, you have to give all of yourself to the other person. If you think about it, in a lot of the wedding ceremonies that take place, that's what's signified by the unity candle or sand or some form of that, kind of the idea, the biblical idea of two becoming one. And so it's the idea of holding nothing back. And so you don't hold anything back. You share all your secrets. You get it all out there in the open. And so you just give all of yourself to the other person, and you receive all of the other person. And I think that's one of the things that people, I think, forget a little bit because they tend to always want to hold something back. Yeah. I think giving all of yourself to each other all of the time is key. And I think it's important to know that, you know, you don't have to be perfect in that.
Yeah. You know, when I got married, my father told me, it's an exciting journey. But if ever in your marriage there's a time when you know something or have done something that you don't want your spouse to know about, that's a signal that you need to correct that, because you are holding something back. You're not giving all of yourself to that person. Is that the right idea?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I think the flip side of that is, and this is something that I didn't kind of really wrestle with until later. I've been married. This is our 24th year,
wow,
if my math is right. But the idea that you go into a marriage, and a lot of people go into it and they tell their spouse, like, hey, I'm with you 100% unless you do this. Or unless you do that. But I think the idea of going into that sort of marriage relationship that's supposed to be till the end is the idea that you cover that in an atmosphere of grace.
Yeah.
That, hey, you tell them, hey, going into it, there's nothing that you can do that I am not willing to forgive you of.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you got to work through some of those things if they happen, but you go through an understanding of, listen, I'm here for you, and I'll forgive you no matter what,
yeah,
no matter what comes. And granted, there's some nuances to how that would work out. But I think just that the idea of operating in an atmosphere of grace, because that gives you freedom,
yeah,
to not think I have to be perfect all of the time.
You know, and there's, I call them sins of omission. It's not always what you did do. Sometimes it's what you didn't do,
mm-hmm,
in terms of making sure you're taking care of that relationship. So is that important?
That's incredible. In fact, without getting into a ton of detail on a Friday morning, my wife and I had some struggles kind of, and that was the biggest thing,
mm-hmm,
is that I kind of got real complacent in my role in the marriage and didn't continue, you know, doing the things that I should do. Didn't continue, would call it pursuing her and making sure that, and so that got us into some trouble.
Yeah.
And it challenged us and it kind of rocked the foundation of who we were. But thankfully, we got that ship righted. And she was the one that kind of pushed that and basically said, mm-hmm, hey, if this is what this is supposed to be, then I'm not
she's
in
not feeling
this.
It.
Yeah. And so I tell her that, you know, she saved our marriage because she was willing to call me out on the things that I wasn't doing. And I'm not, you know, I'm not perfect, but
none of us are.
But we've gotten a whole lot better since then.
You know, and I think that is the case a lot of times, and I'll speak for myself with men. I think my wife has been disappointed in me more times with things I didn't do than things I did. And it's just not being attentive. It's just not being making sure that I'm considering her feelings, considering her needs at all times, that I'm just going about my happy life playing guitar and going fishing and, you know, and not worried about her. So I think that's really important. It's not always what you did do. A lot of times, particularly for men, my experience has been it's what you didn't do.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times we kind of treat a marriage relationship or any relationship really kind of like fishing. Like we get them in the boat and like, all right, awesome. Like, but in that relationship, and this goes for both ways. I think this works for the women, for the wives as well. Is the things that you did to attract your spouse and to pursue them in order to begin that relationship? Don't stop that.
Yeah,
keep. We need more of that.
Yeah.
And just because I've been married for 23 years doesn't mean I need to quit pursuing my wife.
That's a great point.
To do the things that, you know, because it makes her feel appreciated. Because there's a couple of things that we kind of learned in that process is that she wanted to feel pursued, and she has a right to feel pursued.
Yes.
And then men typically have this desire to want to you know, in a sense, kind of the Super Mario Brothers to win the princess, to have that beauty to pursue. And if we stop doing that, then we're missing something.
Yeah. We're talking with Brian Hicks, the Associate Pastor of Discipleship for First Baptist Church, Valentine's Day. He's talking about marriage relationships and other love relationships. But let's take a break and go to Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. I've seen some minor delays. I'd say about a 7 to 10 minute delay associated with that. Also, if you're on Highway 90 going through P Ridge area, right in front of the Walmart there, you're seeing some delays both east and westbound. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thank you, John. John Hutchinson here filling in for Andrew McKay this morning. We've got Brian Hicks in the studio. Brian is the Associate Pastor for Discipleship at First Baptist Church. Does a lot of marriage and relationship counseling. It's Valentine's Day. So we're talking about relationships. And hopefully you'll get some good advice this morning. I've already learned 11 things I need to do better. But Brian, what should you do if you think your marriage is headed for divorce?
I think the biggest thing is to ask yourself the question, do I want to still be married?
Yeah.
And I think most of the time the answer to that is, for most people, probably yes. And then so I always talk about the idea of, because usually there's some arguments involved in if the marriage is headed that way. And I think often people forget to go back to a point of agreement. And so if the husband and the wife can agree, like, hey, we want to stay married, then start there. And then figure out, okay, what am I willing to do to make that happen? Because usually that's going to be, as we kind of talked about, doing things that you're not doing, but also maybe giving up some things that you realize are pulling the other person away. And then realize that the other person is not the enemy. Yeah. Is that oftentimes what you're fighting against is outside forces pulling you away. And so think of them as a battle partner, not the enemy, and yeah. Fight for your marriage together.
Yeah.
And I think when you begin to do that, then that will really help you head back to a path of reconciliation.
That's great advice. You know, and I think a lot of people give up too easily mm-hmm. on their marriage. Is that your experience?
I think so. Because a lot of times what causes divorce, and there's some circumstances that change that, but I think a lot of times it's just you begin to drift apart. Mm-hmm. And that took time, and that took in some ways effort to drift apart. Mm-hmm. And if you're not willing to put that same time and effort to come back together, then you're missing out.
Yeah.
And even when my wife and I were going through our kind of trouble, it wasn't a immediate fix. Mm-hmm. Like, it took time for us to kind of come back. And even once we kind of reconciled and we're back, you know, kind of trucking along, there were still things we had to kind of work out. Mm-hmm. And so I think the other part of it is people think you can just flip a switch and it's perfect again.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, marriage takes work. Like, it's hard.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with two stubborn people who are naturally selfish, and you got to work through that to become one.
And as a marriage counselor, you can't fix it for them.
No, that's part of what is the most frustrating part of giving counseling advice, is when I can look at and I can diagnose the issue, not always easily. Sometimes it's because a lot of times maybe they're not sharing the full everything, but you can kind of see some really practical steps people can take. And they just won't do it.
Yeah.
And so that's a little challenging sometimes. But most of the time, people are really, really want to, and so they're willing to put in the work. If they've made it to me,
right,
they're willing to put in the work.
Yeah. So if I think my marriage is in trouble, the first thing you should probably do is get some advice. Go to a counselor and see if they can help you resolve your issues.
Yeah, I agree, because sometimes it takes that third party
to
see things that the two of you are not seeing.
Yeah,
because you may have some walls built up from some things that have happened in the relationship that you can't see over that wall anymore. Like, it's such a thing that sometimes you need somebody to look from that 30,000 foot view and be like, hey, you just do these couple little things and actually you guys are not you're not as far apart as you think you are.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even doesn't necessarily even have to be like a counselor. Sometimes just a good friend can give you some pretty good advice just from looking at that 30,000 foot view to make you both see the same thing.
Yeah.
They're one of the biggest arguments that my wife and I have ever had. We were essentially arguing the same point, but from different angles, and we couldn't see it.
Yeah.
And it finally took us to basically get tired of arguing, just to sit there in silence for a minute to realize, hey, actually, we're kind of on the same side here. We just looked at it differently.
Yeah. Yeah. Great advice. We're talking to Brian Hicks. He's the associate pastor for discipleship at First Baptist Church in Pensacola. And we're going to go to John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives right now.
Well, actually, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You may think that when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do what they're supposed to do and pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology, 888-774-7557 or Claimology.com. Claimology, noun, the art and science of application of fair insurance claim settlements.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm John Hutchinson, filling in for Andrew McKay. We've got a text in here. It says, great to hear some examples of what real love is on the radio. And we've got Brian Hicks in the studio with us. He's given us some examples of real love. He's a associate pastor of discipleship for First Baptist Church in Pensacola, does marriage and relationship counseling. And we've been talking about marriage and relationships because it is Valentine's Day. So we hope you have taken care of your Valentine. We hope you have a Valentine. But as we've said, and it hasn't done any good yet, John, we've said three times, if you don't have a Valentine, just know that we love you here at Pensacola Morning News, and you should send donuts. So, you know.
Yeah, we're working on it.
We're still working on the donuts. But Brian Hicks is giving us some great information, and thank you for the text. If you've got a comment you want to make, 850-437-1620. Be glad to know what you think on anything we've talked about this morning. Brian, there are a lot of online dating apps out there. It's very popular these days. Is that a good way to find a mate?
Well, in all fairness, I was kind of before all of that.
Yeah.
So thankfully, I haven't had to dabble in that a whole lot. But I think there's, I would say yes, that it is just fine to do that.
Okay.
And simply because you have to find an introduction somehow.
Yeah.
Like to begin a relationship, you've got to figure out some way to make that first step. And I think the biggest thing would just to make sure that you have some safeguards in place, because there are crazy people in the world that will try to take advantage of those things. Mm-hmm. And so as long as you have some appropriate safeguards with good friends, and I would always say, you know, do the best due diligence you can. I mean, I've been around, I was on a search team. And we were trying to bring in a new staff member, and it was a bunch of us on the team, and there were several moms. Mm-hmm. And so we would be getting applicants and go through the names, and the efficiency and the quickness that they showed in Facebook stalking someone to find out all sorts of information just blew me away. So find you a team of moms that love you and want to make sure that you have the right person and do some due diligence and do some background checking. But I think as a simple way to make an introduction, I think that's just fine.
In our day, or I'll say in my day, online dating meant you go to the high school dance, you look at the lineup and you pick one of them that's online and you ask them to dance and see what happens next. But I think those days are pretty much gone. But okay, but online dating is a way a lot of people meet mates. I know people who've met somebody and end up getting married. I mean, really, pretty quickly from online. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to John Pickens with traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, starting to see some congestion delays through the construction zone. But other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. We're talking with Brian Hicks, who does marriage and relationship counseling at First Baptist Church. Brian, you're a pastor. How important is church affiliation to a successful marriage?
I think, and I'm a little biased, yes, a little bit, but I think it's incredibly important. Yeah. And there are studies that show just the simple idea that is something you do together. That is something that, apart from the spiritual aspect and the discipleship aspect, which I'm a little bit passionate about, but just simply that's something you do together. That's something that you engage in together. Because it seems like a lot of times these days, people have separate hobbies and separate things they do. And so, mm-hmm. That's an easy way to drift apart. And so coming back together for a common purpose, like church, I think is incredibly important to kind of getting that cohesiveness in a relationship.
Yeah, and you're not going to learn anything at church. You're not going to experience anything in the theology part of church that's nothing's detrimental to a marriage. God is love.
Yeah.
God made man and woman. And so the whole message of church, I think, supports marriage and supports families. Am I right?
Absolutely. And, we had a marriage conference about a month ago, and one of the kind of the challenges that the speakers told us is like, hey, if you want to have some fun in a marriage relationship, just read through Song of Solomon together. and it's just it is kind of funny because you read through some things, but it's a reminder that God loves that relationship.
Yeah.
God, and in fact, he uses that relationship between a man and a woman as a picture of his love for the church.
Exactly.
And so it's a perfect place to kind of go.
And I've seen statistics, I can't recall them off the top of my head, about how church affiliation impacts marriages, how much longer people stay together. Do you have any of those off the top of your head?
I don't have them off the top of my head, but yeah, I've seen those same ones, and it is significant.
It is significant.
It is not just a simple couple percentage points. It is significantly.
So I tell my boys, don't neglect your spiritual life, and I would say the same thing for a marriage. You have a physical life, you have a mental life, but you have a spiritual life too. And I think if you neglect that, you are missing out on something in your marriage. So, go to church. We've had Brian Hicks here this morning to give us some great relationship. Happy Valentine's Day. And right now, we're going to go to the news. Thank you.